for several years, Red Butte, sacred site south of the Grand Canyon, has been threatened by proposed uranium mining by several international companies. Red Butte is a traditional site used by Havasupai and other indigenous people for generations, and they are gathering there to protect this site, educate the public about the threats from uranium mining, and inspire the public to take action to stop uranium mining.
Now, why exactly is uranium mining even being considered?
Well, unfortunately, the 1872 mining law allows companies to mine uranium on public lands without much oversight and without the federal government's, without the ability of the federal government to say no. So this law is outdated and threatens public lands with irresponsible mining. And these uranium miners are using the 1872 mining law to gain access to these very important lands to the Havasupai people that were formerly Aboriginal territory of the Havasupai, but are now managed by the Kaibab National Forest.
The date for the Red Butte gathering is July 25th and 26th. We'll be hosting, the Havasupai tribe will be hosting a gathering to come together and protest and occupy our sacred mountain for several days. Our main purpose of it is to occupy it not only for spiritual and religious purposes, but to also voice our opinion against uranium miners. We are inviting the public and neighboring tribes to help us with any type of prayer, songs, offerings at our sacred site, and also to educate ourselves about what is uranium, what is the effects of uranium, and we can also learn that from other tribes that have already been affected by uranium. We will have people from the Acoma Pueblo who have already been affected by uranium, and also the Navajo people who have experienced severe health problems due to abandoned uranium mines. We will be learning from our neighboring tribes, and we will also be networking with other organizations such as Sierra Club, Indigenous Environmental Network, and other national organizations that can help us stop uranium mining on the rim of the Grand Canyon. The gathering will also include presentations from guest speakers like Dennis Banks, of course, our own Havasupai elders, our own Havasupai people, our neighboring Hopi people, and also from the Navajo people. This is a camp out situation where everybody will be camping and bringing in their own gear. We would encourage people to be self-sufficient and bringing their own water and their own food. However, we'll be having a dinner for the visitors that come to the gathering site. So this is a historical gathering for us. The Havasupai tribe have inhabited this region for many centuries, and we fear that contamination from uranium mining would harm animals, air, water, and people. Therefore, we are uniting to come together as one and fight against these international energy companies, specifically located in Switzerland. My name is Carletta Talusi.
Matthew Putsoy, Vice Chairman of the Havasupai Tribe. Yeah, it's very, very important for this gathering to take place, to bring awareness to the world and the communities surrounding the Grand Canyon. There's been many, many tribes that live in the area of Grand Canyon, in the area region around the Grand Canyon, but not in the Grand Canyon, like our people, the Havasupai people. We've been brought here. We were born from this area, specifically at Red Butte. That's our holiest place. That's our origin. Our origin stories place us in the region of Red Butte and the San Francisco Peaks. Our stories tell us that we were born from this area, from the land, the water, and the springs. And we need to protect our sacred sites, our areas that we were originated from. And the sacred salt, the red ochre paint that we were created from is still here. The sacred spring waters that flow through our lifeblood, we claim life from, needs to be protected forever. And the new law that Grijalva is proposing, H.R. 5583, is to do just that, is to protect the groundwater. That's the Groundwater Protection Act. We hope that the hearings coming up in July 22nd, up at D.C., the Natural Resources Committee will hear us and hopefully honor Grijalva's bill. With that, you know, we pray that that the senators up there and the Congress people will honor that request, have that bill passed that's sitting on a congressman's desk up there anyway. So H.R. 5583, the Groundwater Protection Act.
May I interrupt? This is Roger Clark of the Grand Canyon Trust. The bill was reintroduced in this Congress as H.R. 644.
644.
Okay. It has a new number. It's called the Grand Canyon Watershed Protection Act.
All right. Thank you.
For further information, they can contact the Havasupai Tribe at 928-448-2731. And that would be Vice Chairman Matthew Puttisoy. And another organization they can call is Sierra Club. Their number is 928-774-6103. And that's Andy Bessler. Now, we'd like to also let everybody know that the Denison Mining Company has already actively drilled for uranium at different sites around Red Butte. And now they are proceeding to obtain groundwater aquifer permits from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Their public hearing has been scheduled for July the 23rd at 6 o'clock in Fredonia, Arizona. We'd like to have the neighboring tribes and any supporting organizations that can be there to voice their opinion about reasons why the state should not allow an aquifer permit to be allowed to Denison Mining Company, to encourage people to show up at Fredonia to help support the tribe and also to support the Grand Canyon region and protect our resources from international mining companies. So thank you for all your support.